Good morning.
Afternoon, actually.
Yeah, I know. Now it is. Yeah. So this is fun. This is a riot.
You're in outer space.
Yeah, I've got my supernova background on.
Nice.
Isn't that kind of fun? Anyway. So Sue, how are you and how's your team and what's on your mind?
Team, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah? Good. I think we're good. We typically have an 11 o'clock call, Zoom actually, every day, but didn't get to it today. It was a little busy. But we do have an afternoon call at 1:30. So every day we try and get together on Zoom.
That's really good. So what has happened since our last call, Sue?
Well, couple things. I have meetings set up with Lewis to check in now, periodically, which you and I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with Jean and Teresa on getting some sort of process in place for setting up the meetings and the folders. We didn't really have a real process in place. I think we're closer to that now and actually on track. Jean, you can speak to the number of clients you've set up and what you have on track.
We have quite a few set up for the meeting. We pull it up all in a moment here. I have it. The ones you have told me to do, we have all this up here. We have quarterly calls set up for Joan Schmidt, Jerry Gibson, Sue Uplegger, Suzanne McMillan, Carol Boyd, Conrad Stack.
Hey, Jean. You don't have to go.
Oh, sorry. There are about eight.
That's all set up?
For the quarterly calls. Because I've been doing as soon as you have meetings with them, then you tell me, then that's what I've been doing.
Okay,
I have a call set up for Peter and Max Lark. Because I want to make sure they're free first for that. And then I have to help Yvonne download Zoom. So it's not set up yet for that.
So only about 11?
Yes.
Okay. And then our goal was how many per week?
You said about five per week.
Yeah. Do you think that's reasonable, Rob? I mean, we are way behind. And one of the reasons is there was a shift in who was doing what, and we changed that. So it's kind of new.
Yeah, I think you can do a lot more than that, actually.
More than per week?
You could do five a day.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I mean, so I think maybe three a day is you know, kind of a compromise. So let's say it was three a day, that'd be 15 a week. That would get us where we need to go a lot faster than five a week.
We'll shoot for three to five a day. And we're talking every day, so we'll see how it's going every day.
Right.
Which now, is even more important, though, that you guys, I need to know what you have on your plate to make sure that it's feasible, right? Or that actually, not so that I need to know, but that we all work together so that we can help each other and make sure everybody's doing what we need to be doing to ensure that Jean's able to make these calls and setups.
Now, you said quarterly. Is this, what happened to 12-4-2?
So initially, my clients are, there are, my top clients, we do want to do 12 months, but I'm not getting great feedback on a monthly call right now. I'm hoping that we move them in that direction.
Whose problem is that?
Mine. I know. Yes.
I know. Yeah. The only person we ever have to sell on any change for the team is you. And then we'll do whatever you're convinced is the right thing to do. And I once had a manager tell me that morale in the office was terrible. And I said, oh, really? Tell me about it. Well, it turned out the morale in his office, in his particular office, in his desk was terrible. Okay. And so we kind of got that squared away. And then morale amazingly picked up in the whole office because he was having a problem. So the question is, you know, 12-4-2 will work. I just got off the phone with a guy in Kentucky, and his goal is to bring in $30 million a year. He's at $15 million, and he's doing 12-4-2, and he's rocking and rolling, and life is good, okay? And he's working at home, and he loves it. He's going to go in one day a week on Fridays, but otherwise he's going to work at home. And it's just a mindset. It just was his mindset. You know, we went from 10 million to 20 million to 30 million as his goal now. And he's like really obsessing over the pipeline and whether or not he's got his 30 million all calculated.
Well, I'll be straight up. I don't know that everyone is on board. For instance, today's a great example. I'm preparing for client meetings. We get phone calls coming in and it just getting thrown at me that I need to call my clients. I don't think we're all prepared to do this the right way. And so, yeah, I'm not confident that we're all on the same page.
Right. So you want to set... So you have to call the clients yourself and convince them of the 12-4-2. Okay. Right. Then Gene can set up the date and the time and all that and the Zoom or however you want to do it. But you are the one that says, hey, this is Supernova. This is why we're doing it. This is the practice and this is why it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So if you go to all this effort and sell them on quarterly, it's like, that's what everybody does.
We can change it to monthly, but I need to know too, though, that at the same time, I'm not constantly putting out fires all day. I don't have time for that. And that's what's happening. So if I have 12 of my clients set up on quarterly calls, but my other 150 clients are calling in constantly, and I'm putting out fires all day, it's not going to work for me.
No.
It's not.
Well,
it's not.
That's why we do segmentation first. Segmentation is get down to 100 or less.
Right.
And you know, is clean the book, focus on what's most important, the people that are paying the bills, and then develop a relationship with them so that they will never call. If you have 100 people that you're doing 12-4-2 with, your phone will never ring. Never.
Once they get used to the idea?
Once they know they're going to get called. Then they have their folder and they make their notes and they know that you're calling them in 3 days. So they're just not going to call. You train them. So mentally, you got to get your head around the idea that we're making outgoing calls so they don't have to make their outgoing calls. What you said the other day really resonated with me when you said, I don't need the 12-4-2 because I'll just call you when I need you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's it. So you say, okay, when you explain it to them, you say this. Right now, we have a great triage practice. Okay. We're an emergency room. All right. You come in. We take care of you. We solve your problem and you go home. Okay. We are transitioning to a concierge practice. The difference is we limit the number of clients. We are proactive. We have a financial plan for each one of our clients. It's not a public market. It's private. So we have a financial plan for you, and we spend every month together executing that plan and making sure it's fully implemented. And we do it through this model we call 1242. Therefore, we're in touch with you every month. We have four reviews of the plan. Two of them are in person, assuming we ever get out of COVID-19. And then we have our rapid response team with 1 hour response, 24 hour resolution to any and all problems. How does that sound? And they say, that sounds wonderful. And you say, here is what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Here's your responsibility in association with that. So in order to do that and call you every month, we're going to ask that you do a couple things. One, be there when we call. So this is an appointment. This is not a phone call. So just like your appointment with your doctor or your dentist or your hairdresser, we're important. All right. So you need to be there. And if you can't be there, you cancel and let us know and we'll reschedule. The second thing is you don't call unless it's an emergency or it's a market related. So you want to place an order? Fine, call. But we don't call to talk about COVID-19. We write it down and then we talk in our monthly call. Okay. And they agree to it or they don't.
And says, you know, I need to know if I have all my tax documents. But yeah. I think there's a way to what's the word, that field that call or screen the call, right?
Right.
To basically say, can we help you? Can we let her know what it's about regarding? And then once they give that, it's, oh, you know what? Teresa or I can handle that or whoever, right?
Right.
Okay.
You should never get that call. Why would you ever get that call? You don't give them the documents. You just have to turn around and reassign that. So it should never go to you. All your calls should be screened so that you only get calls that are market related. Otherwise, somebody else takes care of it. You don't send tax documents.
So that's where I think we need to make sure we're on the same page, that we understand, Jean, you're just to screen the call, and then you could shoot out an email to Teresa and I just to say, hey, they're calling regarding this, if you weren't able to already help them. And then we'll figure out, can it wait until that quarterly call, or that's Mark Cleland, you can grab that. One of my top clients is calling right now.
Sure.
So again, just maybe we say that to them is, can this wait until your monthly call? Because I think we're going to change it to monthly. It makes sense. And I also think the more I talk about this, Bobby, we need to switch over a ton more clients ASAP. Because I can't be putting out fires all day, and that's what's happening. I don't know what that noise is, but... Somebody playing ping pong?
That's a riot.
What is that? Okay, it stopped.
All right.
Can everyone hear me now?
Okay.
Is that
yeah, so just to give you a status on where we're at, out of the 39 that Tina and I have taken over, we've got 36 scheduled on calls. Nice. So, I mean, we're ready.
Okay.
Bobby, what was that numbers again?
So the first set of clients we took over was 39 clients, and we've got 36 on calls so far.
Oh,
there's just three people that we, there's just three people that we haven't been able to get a hold of yet.
And you did that growing the mustache at the same time. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Bobby, we talked about monthly for them too, instead of quarterly, right?
So I guess, Rob, you can chime in on this too. For these 39, the first clients, we talked about putting them all on quarterly to start. And then the reason being is because we know the next segmentation process was like 50 or so clients, right, Sue?
Yeah, I think 59.
And those were all going to be like, so those were going to be like Tina and I's top clients. Those were all going to be monthly. And then once we get all those scheduled on monthly, we can then transition some of the top ones that are in the first phase, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a mindset, you know. For me, it's 100% Supernova or nothing, you know. There is no level two level of service. You either call monthly or you reassign them to somebody else. So if they're too small for you, you should reassign them to somebody else. Or you should give them 12-4-2.
Okay. And I know, Sue, we've talked about like the revenue aspect of things. What are your, I mean, that's been one of your,
You know what? Honestly, I just have to do it because I don't enjoy my day reactive. That's the opposite of who I am. And it makes me not enjoy my job. So to me, the revenue will come later, even if I suffer now. I'll deal with it.
What does that mean? I didn't understand that conversation.
When I transfer these clients, I'm going to be taking a big hit in my revenue. The first set of clients I transferred over, it wasn't such a big hit. The next set of clients I transfer over will be a pretty big hit. And I'm still paying off a note. I don't know if you recall, I have a year and a half left on a $1 million note that I've been paying to my ex-partner that I was hoping to kind of do this. And then it's paid off and then it won't be as big of an issue as it is now. But I can't wait that long. I need to start moving now.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I don't, you guys decide what's, it's like hiring somebody, you know, it's painful to pay for another person, but it's a choice. So you're right. Think about it. You just hired somebody and you're paying them a salary. And so it's suck it up and it is what it is.
That's the other side of it, Rob, because we did bring in Jean and I'd like to pay her more. And we have Teresa and I'd love to pay them a lot more. And now I feel like it's pulling from them until I can pay this note off. So it's just tough mentally for me to try and balance what's the most important thing right now. And I think the more and more I do it, the most important thing is less work for us right now. And the money will come later. I don't know if everybody's on the same page, but that's where I'm heading. Especially after today.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole Supernova thing is, you know, you cross the invisible bridge, which is a commitment to get skinny in order to grow in the future. So you don't, it takes courage and faith that you can grow your practice. Once you have the time and you get some leverage in your practice and then things will take care of themselves. But you gotta kinda, to me, you gotta stick to the model 12-4-2. We're gonna be crazy. It's gonna be work, but, and we're gonna get everybody on it and we're gonna get them on it as soon as possible. And then they're not gonna call and we're not gonna have this emergency room triage mentality, which makes everybody crazy.
Yeah.
So the longer you take to do it, the more pain you're going through. It's like pulling a Band-Aid off very, very slowly.
And that was my mentality in the beginning, that we were going to do this over a 2-year period slowly.
Oh.
And it's not working.
Right. I had guys do it over a weekend. Okay.
Wow.
640 clients down to 100 over a weekend, and they were done. And they called everybody and told them what they were doing, and in a week they were set. They were up and running. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just getting your head around it and saying, okay, we're going to do it. Let's get it done. And then you're operating. And did anybody, no one, so in the history of Supernova has ever come back to me and said, that was a really dumb idea. Okay. They've never said, I'm making less money now because I did Supernova. Never in 10,000 people I've coached. No one ever. When I was at Merrill, anywhere, ever. So no, you just have to go in, but you can't go in doing quarterly and doing sort of this and a little of that and da, 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 da. You got to go. You got to say, okay, I'm going to get down to less than 100 clients. I'm going to do 12-4-2 and I'm going to do it. Now you can have somebody else take care of the others and do 12-4-2 or do whatever they're going to do. You can split the business for a while in order to make the pain less painful, but you can't expect to see any results from this unless you get skinny enough and stop letting the clients just run the show.
Yeah.
You remember in the book, I said, if you don't set the stage and control the conversation, the clients will, and they are tough taskmasters. So, it's just, you know, you have to get past the initial setup, which is like going through a divorce. It's hard, but you got to do it. And the quicker you do it, the better. And it seems as though it's going to be an economic penalty for it, but in reality, there's not, because you're giving, first of all, you're going to be happy. And that's, you know, of all the things that I'm hearing is you're not happy. Okay. And you got to get happy because this is a fun business. So whether it's 70 clients or 100 clients or it's 50 clients, whatever the number is that makes you happy, that's the number we got to get to.
Okay.
And everybody else on here, you got to help her do this. You cannot be dragging your feet. Okay. Cause this is very hard for the FA to do this. This is very painful. So everybody has to be very supportive and carry their weight and do the job and buy in. So everybody should have read the book and understood the book. Has everybody read the book? Supernova
yes.
Advisor. Okay. If you haven't read the book, read the book, because you got to get what we're doing. Otherwise, it seems crazy. It's not. So, Lewis, how are you?
I'm well. I'm surviving the shutdown, and Sue and I had a really good call last week and kind of went through some things, kind of back channel stuff, and
good,
real good.
Yeah, you guys should have a monthly scheduled appointment. Okay? Monthly scheduled appointment. 12-4-2. Monthly scheduled appointment. Okay?
One cool thing I learned with talking to Lewis, too, and because I don't focus on the business a lot, meaning I focus more on my clients, but my biggest concern was that I had more time on my hands to prospect. However, what I learned in looking at my business before talking to Lewis is I'm actually discovering other opportunities within my book that I haven't had a chance to look at being due to this downtime a little. So it was just neat that it doesn't all have to come from prospecting. Absolutely, that's part of it. But it was nice to see, you know, there's long-term care and life insurance and things that I've just never had a chance to do. And I want to have a chance to do more than that. I want to do more of that. I want to do more prospecting. And that's where I don't want to just react all day. That excites me.
And the good news is this metamorphosis stage that you're going through now, this big change, this is the hard part. Once you kind of plane out, you're even, I think like Rob said, you're kind of like going to say, why didn't I do this sooner or something. I think it's ripping the band-aid is the hard part, but once you get everybody on board, everything kind of planes out.
You're right. Cause I had a mindset that I was going to do it over 2 years and I can't, here we are 6 months in, I can't do that. It's not working.
No, you really can't. No, it's too painful and you won't get, you've got to get to the benefits. That's why when we teach Supernova, we teach segmentation, organization and acquisition, all three. So think of it as three swimmers swimming down the pool at the same time. So we're doing segmentation, getting skinny, we're getting organized, but we're also trying our acquisition strategies out at the same time so we get confident that we can grow the practice, not just organically from inside, but from introductions from others and networking opportunities and niche marketing opportunities and center of influence opportunities. All those things should be developed at the same time. But if you're in the middle of an ER triage situation, you can't do that.
Right.
You have trouble getting organized. Segmentation is difficult and acquisition is kind of a joke.
Yeah, that was a good analogy, the triage.
Yeah. Well, it's what I see normally when I go into a practice. And there's different degrees of it, but that's basically what they're doing. And the people that suffer most are the CAs because it's just chaos. And
so
they,
I have a question, Rob.
Yep.
So had a referral last week, had a great hour long conversation just to find out about her and if we would be a fit. At the very end of the conversation, she mentions, well, all I really have right now that I want to move over is about $200,000. I kind of sabotaged the whole call at that point because I thought, I am not doing all this work and spending an hour on the phone call with you. And I had not prepped my client on what my minimum was yet. So it wasn't their fault. And I kind of sabotaged it in the end. I did bring up that, you know, I have Bobby here that he'll be helping you. My minimum's $2 million. I need to figure out how to change my verbiage to not sabotage that, to keep it, but maybe give it to Bobby. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
A lot more in her 401k.
Yeah, but when?
Right.
When is the 401k coming?
Later, and she makes very good money, so she could save a lot, but it's not my ideal client.
No, you're beyond that.
Yeah.
You're beyond that. So, I mean, you can just script it out in your head what you'd say and you'll get it. I mean, it's, oh, that's terrific. That's going to work out fine. We have a team and the person that handles that size relationship is Bobby. And so when would be a good time for you to meet with him?
I think where I felt bad is we talked for an hour. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, Bobby's going to work with you from now on. Thanks. It just felt awkward to me.
Is she going to follow through or is she?
I sent her the questionnaire. She has not responded to me. I'll call her again later this week. It was just on Friday, but
I wouldn't call her back. I'd have Bobby call her.
Okay. Exactly.
Good.
Right. Yeah. That's a pass. Pass off.
Okay.
Yeah. See if you can set up that connect. The only thing I'd suggest is when you do that and you're going to introduce her to Bobby, make sure you do that simultaneously, meaning, okay, so let's set up a call with Bobby. What's going to work for you? Today is you know, Monday. Okay. And just go through that script of today's Monday. What's your week look like?
Set it up
afternoon or morning. Yeah. And set it up right there.
Would you have brought up the business model first?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think that's where I failed after I thought about it.
Yeah. It's just qualifying the prospect. I mean, you got to it. You just took an hour of your time to do it.
Right. Exactly.
And that's which is what really annoyed you.
Yep. It did.
It's like not charging for financial planning. I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, we didn't charge before and that worked out great, but you know what? I don't have time. I'm going to charge because I don't want to hear about it. You know?
Yep. Yeah. Bobby and I have had that conversation many times.
Right. So I'm just taking on another client that's in a similar position to yours. I've known him for 20 years, at least maybe 30 years now. He's joining up with another teammate. And he said, you know, Rob, I'm beyond the point of, you know, I'm going to form this partnership and we don't have time for small accounts. So I'm leaving those. This partnership's going to be just larger clients. And if they don't have the money, basically, I'm good with that. You know, they're fine. I'm not going to deal with them. And it's just sort of, you have to get to that mindset of, look, I love you, but I am busy. This is my minimum and you got to stick with it. You know, if they came in and they said, we have 1.8 million and we've got another rollover coming in 4 years, then fine.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I think I was just, like I said, I didn't say it at the beginning. I got excited because she told me her salary, you know, and I'm thinking, and she's maxed out her 401k since day one. She's a saver, not a spender. I thought, oh, okay, there's all this money, but I should have qualified it in the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, good.
So a lot of this is you, Sue, okay?
Yep.
Just having the switch go on and say 1242 or nothing. You know, if they're not worth 1242, then why are we keeping them? You know, and the game isn't to maximize your return, okay? It's to give the client a great client experience, and then we're going to get that other money from them. We're going to do 30% more business because these people are qualified. So we want the 1242. We want to talk to them monthly. We want to know everything about them. We want the extra money and then introductions. If they're not worth that, boom, somebody else, okay? And if they're not worth it to Bobby, then Bobby gives them to somebody else, okay? It's 1242 or hit the road. Because you can't have two different models. You'll always go to the quarterly, always, because it's easier for you. Right. And you got to say, we're building a brand. You know, when Amazon says, I can deliver in 1 hour, right? Is it easier to deliver in 4 days? Yeah. But that's not their business model. Their business model is to wow the client by saying we'll deliver it.
People use Amazon for their 1 hour.
Right. And you've got to have that mentality is, I want that special client that values the 1 hour delivery. Okay, the person that values 1242. I don't want somebody that just wants to invest in an index fund. Okay, I want somebody that can use us and what we do and what we're good at. Okay. So it's more than just segmenting. It's segmenting to a concierge practice where you charge what you're worth, and you deliver an exceptional experience.
And, got it.
Okay?
Yep.
But this is good because you and everybody else has to come around to get this to click in their head because it clicks at different times. And Lewis will tell you, once it clicks, you get it, life changes, and, the world becomes a better place. Because he's seen it. I mean, you've seen it right across the hall from you. I mean, those guys, you know, John gets it. So, and I see it every day. And you know, you hear it from me, you read the book, but you got to experience it. So we got to get you on the other side of the bridge as quick as we can.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
So was this helpful?
Very much. And I think the fact that I was meant to have a rough morning to open my eyes again.
Well, that's good. And
so, Rob, what are next steps, I guess, for us? And, like, I guess coming from the other side of it, how can we best help, too?
Well, Lewis, you can help with the team getting everybody up and running. You know, get all the appointments set and just follow up and help and cajole and, you know, just be there for the team in terms of, hey, this is where you need to be. 100, whatever clients you're going to keep, 70, 80, 90, 100, you're going to keep that many. They all got to be up and running with 1242. And we want that done as soon as possible. And then the transition to Bobby and making sure Bobby does it, the same thing, 1242, up and running, delivering great client experience. And then if there's somebody else that needs to take the smaller of the clients, get somebody else involved if they're too small for Bobby. You know, just sort of feel this. From your point of view, it's sort of a feel thing. You know, you got to feel the anxiety and feel the pain and know where to kind of smooth things over. That's where being on the ground can really help. Even though you can't walk in and see each other, you can talk. And the reason I mentioned three times that you need a monthly call is you need the monthly call so that you are connected to this transition in a regular system. Cause a month goes fast, even though this Corona thing has slowed down the world. A month goes fast and you'll be a quarter into it and not have talked.
And that's also, Rob, I think what would be great is if, like, we were all on the same page, us as a team, to say when clients call in, you know what, you have a call schedule. I like the month, the more I hear that, because that way they don't have to wait a quarter.
Right.
So a client calls and says, hey, I need to talk to Sue. What is it regarding? Well, you happen to have a call on the 13th. Can it wait until then? Or do you need one of, you know, or maybe you tell them. I don't know. But I think if we're all on the same page, we're all working towards that goal.
Just, Sue, the most important thing is to have that conversation up front.
Right.
Up front. And say, look, we're going to do in-depth multi-generational planning, 1242, and rapid response to your problems. How does that sound? Wow, that's fabulous. What's the trade-off, basically? That's what they're going to say. Is this going to cost me more money or what? And you say, nope, you just have to be a good client, basically, is what you tell them. And they say, okay, what's a good client do? Well, a good client is there when we call or calls and cancels. And a good client doesn't call in between unless it's an emergency or a market action.
I'll have a hard time saying that. I agree with it. That's difficult for me to say that. A good client doesn't call me in between all the calls.
They don't have to call you though. See, they can call one of your teammates when they know what they do. And you can explain that too. You know, when you need this, when you need to change an appointment, call Gene. When you need to call, you know, call Teresa when you need this.
Yeah.
So just explain what it is that everybody does and then they will understand who to call when. So you're training them. Most people don't think about the fact that they need to train their clients. Well, you do. They don't know anything until you train them and tell them. And now you're saying, okay, we're disrupting our relationship in order to improve your experience. But this is what you have to do in order for it to work. Nobody walks into a doctor's office and says, you have to see me. You know, and that's what they do to you. They call and say, you have to see me now. And you say, wait a minute.
So we train them that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So train them to respect your time and the value that you're bringing through your staff. I never call my financial advisor unless it is market related or I need advice on something. I call the staff, you know, one particular Linda, I call Linda with everything and so does Marcia. And Linda does take our calls. But we try and save things for the monthly call.
All right.
But you have clients that pay you a lot of money, and those are the few clients that you let call your team. You know, if they pay you $100,000, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
But it's not. You see, it's not. And so that's the part you've got to get, you know, if somebody's not, you know, they're paying $5,000 or something. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, good. Good. We'll get there. Just keep going.
Appreciate this.
All right. Thanks. Good call.
Right,
thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Everybody.
Thanks, yep. Lewis.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For being there.
Bye.